Hey guys, before we get into the episode, I just want to tell you guys real fast about the sponsors of this podcast. First, we got the Grow Guru, my friend and podcast host. He is a growing consultant. So if you have your 329 medical card here in Hawaii and you're interested and want to grow your own medicine, you can hit him up and he can help you out and get you to the point where you can grow and consume your own safe medical cannabis. Also coming soon, the Guru's Grow Supply in beautiful Pearl City. So stay with us and follow for more on Instagram, the Grow Guru and the Guru's Grow Supply. Next, we have Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Shout out to Micah and Bongi for supplying Hawaii and the world with the finest genetics from beautiful Hawaii Nei. You can hit them up on Instagram, Pakalolo Seed Molokai, or find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank and PureSativa.com. And last, we got Retro Hawaii. Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, is doing all the hard work to find you the styles that you loved back in the 80s and 90s. So you can follow him on Instagram and see what's available at Retro Hawaii. All right, that's it. Let's get into the episode. Peace. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Voices from the Planet. I'm your host, Eric. Thank you for joining me. Coming to you from beautiful Auntie's Garage. I mean, main thing in the news right now is Maui and Lahaina and the recovery and all the efforts going on there and what's happening and what's not happening and all the stories that are coming out from the media versus what people are sharing firsthand through social media and what seems to be, as I think with most disasters, is they become highly politicized and there are things happening and things going on that are just, I mean, it seems as if the response to all this by our local and federal government could be hindering other efforts to get needed supplies and things to the people, the survivors of Lahaina. I know there's like an official process to go through the actual wreckage and assess the damage and do that. But we're hearing a lot of reports of, you know, people showing up with donations and things to give and things to hand deliver to these people. And they're not even being able to do that. They're being blocked. Reports are that like FEMA and the Red Cross are not accepting these large donations that are coming in this way and turning things away, in fact. So, I mean, hearing stories of people like taking it upon themselves to get in boats and get on jet skis and bring these things around because they're blocking off the roads. They're controlling access to Lahaina. So people are circumventing that and using the ocean. And it's just like the shit show that seems to be ensuing right now in regards to Hawaii's state government is bad. They're not. I mean, there have been things that they mishandled and fucked up on. And when questioned or called out on it, they're also not handling their responses to that well. And I understand that right now, everybody is suffering through trauma and, you know, everybody is affected by this in one way or another. And that doesn't exclude the politicians and those types of people. But that they are put in a position of leadership and authority and power. So they need to act accordingly. And I understand if they're feeling that way, but they can't lash out at reporters or journalists who are asking them questions, tough questions. You can't lash out at them and give them attitude like they're doing something wrong. You guys fucked up and you guys need to take responsibility for it. And just say, yeah, we fucked up. We're trying our best. Everybody's trying our best. I know that in these disaster situations, there's a lot of confusion and people don't really know what's going on. I get that. But now is the time. People are asking questions. So give us the answers. Give them the answers. Or if you don't know, just say you don't know. Say you fucked up. Like, the question was, like, why weren't the sirens used to alert the public that there was a disaster happening? Because Hawaii has a very robust emergency warning alert system that they test every first of the month, and everybody can hear it. And primarily, yes, they're used for tsunamis, but as somebody showed on the actual website for this program and these systems, on the government website, wildfires, earthquakes, any kind of man-made disaster or something is a justifiable reason to use this warning system. And they just didn't use it. And the director of the civil defense, I guess, on Maui, when questioned about it, was saying like he doesn't regret doing it. And I forget exactly why. But then the governor like doubled down on the non-regret of not sounding the alarm, because he said it would have caused confusion possibly, and people would have head towards the mountains because they hear the sirens and they think tsunami. So they're going to, you know, evacuate the low-level lands and go up, and that's where the fires were or whatever, some bullshit. But people would have figured it out. And it would have given at least people who weren't aware time to at least check your phones, check the internet. I don't know, like just see what's going on, turn on a radio. But that didn't happen. And as this reporter was asking this question and telling this guy, you know, that so many people said they would have been able, you know, to get out safely or this and that. So many more people felt that others would have been able to get out more safely had they been given warning that a disaster was coming, a fire or something, you know? And things like the Maui mayor or somebody, fucking asshole dude, came out and was like cutting off the reporters, like, do you want him to answer the question? Well, let him talk then. Do you want to talk? Then come up here and talk. It's just like this punk, I have zero response and my emotions have gotten the better of me moment and response from this fucking politician. And like, just remember this and how they handled this come election time, because it's all political already, right? Because I don't know, it's just these things fucking happen. And, you know, along with disaster, scammers pop up, and it's been reports of that. And the community fighting because you're saying, oh, support these people. And they're saying, what about these people? And what about this? How can you say this and not that? And like, the one thing we don't need right now is like bickering and infighting or what some people are calling clout chasing on social media about who's doing the most or who's doing it the better way versus so-and-so, or who's giving to the right people and not the right people, and why so-and-so never say this and never say that or whatever, you know? And it seems like, I guess as a product of social media in general, is that there's like the ego trip and the wanting to promote yourself as, look at me, look what I'm doing, and not necessarily doing things for the right reasons. Like, I mean, I'm sure there are a ton of people just doing and not posting and not talking about it. They're just fucking doing. And shout out to those people, because they're the ones keeping it moving. And like, that's the thing right now. It's like, you just gotta keep moving, keep rebuilding what you can, because the moment you stop and get stagnant, that's when like the vultures fucking come in with their fucking easy answers and their fucking promises. Crazy. And upcountry in like Kula, there's also wildfires still going. Just the other day, was it yesterday, on the North Shore near the Birthing Stones, there's a fire. There's all these, just like, there's a lot of like fires. It is really dry. But that's just the weather, right? You know, and cannot fucking help that it's not raining. But it is suspicious when everybody starts to blame climate change for the fire. There was this book. There's this on Amazon, Fire and Fury, the story of Lahaina, or something like that. It was published on August 10th. The fire started on August 8th. So it's 2 days later it came out, and it details what happens. And the unbelievably fast timing of the release of this book has caused many to question, myself included, like, how does someone write a book? Granted, it's 30, 40 pages. I think so. Is it 30, 40 pages, or is it actually like more than that? Let me look. Hold on. Pages. So someone or something wrote a book 86 pages long and released it on Amazon on Kindle, and you can order it on paperback, which might not necessarily mean that all of them are printed. It could be print to order. However, many are speculating that this could be an AI-generated book. I would even go so far as to say that the author, Dr. Miles Stones, is not even a real person. There are not a ton. There's a handful of other books written by this author on Amazon for sale. And they're all like biographies, the life of Hunter Biden, the life of whoever the fuck. And when I was reading online, I mean not like I fucking read any of these books, get out of here, but from what people are saying is all these books seem to have the tone of AI generated writing, and they were all released pretty recently, so who knows. But the fact, so people are seeing the release of this book and the timing that it was released while the fires were still going. And pointing that this could be a planned thing, like part of the planned agenda to push a climate, the green agenda, whatever, to implement stricter rules on emissions, to just put a tighter grip on the American people. President, I mean, the community is coming out in strong force to support and help Maui. I know there are government agencies at work. I'm not going to say they're not doing anything. The federal government said they dispatched FEMA and the National Guard, which they did. But from what people are saying, they're more of a hindrance in what progress they think could be made. And then when questioned about it, Joe Biden said he had no comment. I mean, he's getting into car. He's probably going from someplace to the other. I'm not trying to, like, be completely Republican about it. But it just seemed to be a disconnect between the severity of it and his response when he said no comment. And that's our fucking president, dude. That's our fucking guy who's running our country. I saw a poster. Somebody said that he is planning to come and visit for something or other, like later in the month. So we'll see. But this is a disaster. I don't know. I don't think necessarily that presidents need to go set foot on the ground after a disaster. That's like for what? Photo ops, so they can serve, look like they're doing something. And all these conversations they could have could be done with Zoom, I guess. But that's very impersonal. Anyway, forgot to mention. So the dude who was in charge of the Civil Defense Emergency Department or whatever on Maui, the one who said he doesn't regret not sounding the sirens. The next day, which is today, it was reported that he has resigned due to health reasons. I didn't read what the health reasons are, but I'm sure he has a fragile heart at this moment just because of the overwhelming amount of hate that guy is probably getting. I mean, a lot of people are blaming him, which understandably so. People are mad. But that's a lot to handle. And if he didn't have heart problems, he sure as hell does now. And he quit. Maybe he was planning on quitting, but I don't know. Another funny thing related to that guy is that when the fires started on August 8th, he was on Oahu for some sort of conference. And people are questioning, like, when did he fly back? Why didn't he come back right away? And he stayed at the reception party for this conference until at least like 8 p.m. or something, they said. And the fires were like completely engulfing Maui at that point. Like, you're one of the dudes who runs that island, so you should probably be there overseeing the emergency response. Could very well be that he wasn't even at this thing, and they're just doing that to throw him under the bus. Maybe he was told by the higher-ups, you're not allowed to be fucking there. You know too much at this point, so you're going to stay here in this fucking room with no windows until we say you can go home. And then when you do, you're going to act like an asshole at a press conference. And then the next day you're going to quit, citing health reasons. And thank you for your service. Bye. We had talked about it on Everyone Knows You're High last week, Thursday, which I believe was the 8th. No, last week Thursday was the 10th. Yeah. So that's just crazy already. Like, that was the day the book came out. Everything was still new. We were still getting all the reports and videos from people and all the stories of the tragedies that occurred and, you know, the harrowing and heartwarming stories that have also come from it, from the survivors. And I mean, anyone who wasn't there can never really imagine what it must have felt like to be running for your life or be in the midst of that. However, I think of the people who went over the wall at Front Street and got in the water with their families and with their kids and small children, some of them, and stayed in that water for hours, not knowing what they're going to do. Super rough, choppy waters, because there's also hurricane winds and all kinds of shit whipping around. And I think about my family, and I have two small boys and a newborn baby. Like, I mean, I really can't imagine the terror and fear, but it definitely gives me pause for a moment where, like, it's just kind of fucking tragic, you know, that is the reality that some people actually had to live through. And there's reports now of, you know, the real estate companies calling up people who live on Maui, seeing if they want to sell their land. And who knows how true that is. It may be true. And not to say, because, I mean, that is really disgusting to try to capitalize on the misfortune of people who just went through this kind of tragedy. However, there are people who, after a tragedy like this, want to just sell their shit and be done with it and have no plan of rebuilding. They've folded, basically. And these real estate companies know that. And it's not that they're preying on those people. They're just there for them to satisfy that need. However, they shouldn't just be cold calling people. I mean, if somebody was so inclined to want to sell their property right away, then they can contact the real estate people and facilitate that. There's no need for you to be calling people seeing if they want to do that. Fuck, it must be suck if you work at a real estate company and you get the task of cold calling these victims. I'm sure they get cussed out, fucking told go to hell. Because if you're trying to rebuild your life after something like this and you get a call from somebody asking if you want to sell your family home, I mean, Hawaii is the kind of place where people have lived in the same properties generation after generation, a lot of times multi-generational homes, and I don't know, just treat that as that as a thing and a commodity that you can scoop up from them is just disgusting. And people are expressing that sentiment on social media. There's a lot of things where, like, you know, celebrities and other predominant Hawaii social media pages are posting things like Hawaii is closed, don't come, or Maui's closed, don't come to Maui, stay away. And I think we even mentioned it on the podcast that, like, you know, if you have a reservation, like, maybe cancel or reschedule. But the reality is that the rest of Maui, that however you feel about it, fortunately, unfortunately, the rest of Maui that still relies on the tourism industry and just the economy not grinding to a halt, you know, they're still open for business. And You know, there's other parts of Maui that aren't shut down. And, you know, people in those industries are asking you to not cancel your reservation, to still come and show your love for Maui. Come respectfully, obviously. And it's weird. And people, I'm sure, hate that. People love that idea. But everything nowadays is so polarizing. So you got to just be like me and just not be on the fence, not be on either side of the fence. Just be off the fucking field and just be observing. And I don't know. Just love your family. That's pretty much it. That's for those of you who are lucky enough at this point to still have your family intact. I mean, be grateful for that. Because right now, there are members of our community and our extended family as an island state that, you know, are suffering. If you could stop all the beefing on social media, stop all the fucking clout chasing and ego tripping that people are doing, and just find a way to support the community that you love, man. Fuck. Never mind about what the next guy is doing. Just do what you can do, because it's not a competition. The people receiving these things and benefiting from the donations and the generosity of the community, they don't give a fuck if you posted it on social media or not. They don't give a shit if the stuff they're getting from you came from a pile that was bigger than the guy down the street. You know, they're just grateful to see the support. So don't tarnish all of that by your fucking bickering and all this that seems to be everybody wanting to like one up each other. And maybe that message has gotten out there and maybe people aren't doing that and I'm late. And if I am, I'm sorry. Because fuck, this is gonna be up. It's Thursday. I'm gonna be uploading this on Tuesday, so. But yeah, if it's all different by that time, just disregard everything I said. Because everybody just needs to come together. And it really sucks that we're hearing that the government is obstructing some of the process. But that doesn't mean that the community should stop. However, I did hear one person say to stop sending donations because people are just throwing shit into boxes and bags and sending it over, and it's not organized. And right now on Maui, they don't have the volunteer help to be able to sort through that shit and go through everything. And they need like things organized. So in that sense, they're saying don't send clothes already, don't send that kind of stuff. Like, you know, they need like gas, batteries, generators, tools, those kinds of things to rebuild. And that's the thing, right? Everybody just wants to like show that they're giving, so they just scramble, give everything it like they're donating it to the clothes drive down the street. But that's not what this is. This is like, I don't know, it's different. But all that being said, shout out and a huge thank you to everybody who's doing their part out there in Lahaina and the surrounding communities across Hawaii that are coming together to, I don't know, just do it for Maui, do it for Lahaina, and show everybody like what a community can do. I mean, if you wanted to prove right now that Hawaii does not need the United States government, now is an opportunity that we could show them, like, as a community, we're able to get together and actually do what needs to be done without them. Granted, them actually blocking the way fucks shit up, because what are you going to do? Fight them? Can't do that. No fighting right now. Everybody should, there should be no fights. But yeah, what could you do in that situation? Like, when they're actively blocking you from achieving the goal of helping people. I don't know. I don't fucking know. Is there anything else really to talk about? This isn't the place really. And again, I've said it before. This isn't the place that you come to get your accurate information or news. This is just me and my brain and my whatever stream of consciousness. Sometimes it's a babbling brook. Sometimes it flows. Other times it's dammed up. But, yeah. This is how one dude from Hawaii feels about all this shit. I'm not there. So I'm not on the ground. So I can't speak firsthand about what's actually going on. As a lot of people are, you know, to getting their information secondhand through social media. And our government is, you know, saying, like, you can't trust these sources and whatever, whatever. But these are the real stories from the people who went through it. And, you know, just outright saying things are misinformation or saying you can't trust things. When the government says it, it's usually because they want you to only listen to them. They want them to be the only source where people are getting the information so that way they can control the narrative, you know? Because like almost every day you see a post, what the news is not telling you. And then it's somebody actually there on the ground in Lahaina doing recovery work or something similar, telling about what they're actually seeing. And the disparity between what they're saying and what our government is reporting is vastly different. It's not that they're, I don't want to say that they're hiding things, but they're definitely like giving you a less dire depiction of what's happening. It sucks because, for me, because I tend to lean towards a pessimistic outcome of things, especially when you're relying on the bureaucracy that is the Hawaii state government to do things. And it's crazy. It's not a political thing. I mean, I guess it is political the way I'm talking about it. But it shouldn't have to be a political thing. We shouldn't be saying these people are fucking up because of this political party or that political party. It's just they're people and they're fucking up. It doesn't matter if they were this or the other or whatever. And who knows if another political party would have handled it better or if, you know, whatever the fuck. But none of that really matters because it happened. And from what I tend to believe in is that ultimately they want to sow the seeds of division and keep the people fighting over whatever details surrounding whatever issue is, you know, popular that week. Their main goal is just to keep us fighting so that way we cannot unite. And in times like this, it's real sad to see that people are fighting over the permission, fighting over, you know, social media prowess and wanting to just show people that they're doing something instead of just fucking doing something. But with that being said, I'm gonna fucking call it a wrap because I don't know. I'm done. One more day of the work week left. It's on to the weekend. And yeah, so let me just shout out the sponsors again quick before I leave. The Grow Guru, my homie, and also the co-host of Everyone Knows You're High. Be sure to follow it on YouTube and Instagram. And stay abreast of everything that's coming up with the Guru's Grow Supply in beautiful Pearl City. Also shout out Pakalolo Seed Molokai for their awesome support. And my homie Miko Ferrari over at Retro Hawaii. Thank you guys for supporting the podcast. Thank you guys for watching, and girls and gals and everybody else. I truly appreciate you guys. And keep in mind, I'll leave you with this quote to hopefully give you some hope. You know, everything is going to be okay in the end. And if it's not okay, then it's just not the end yet. All right. Yeah. Thank you, guys. I'll see you guys next time. Love you guys. Peace.
your valleys and your hillsides and the ocean roars. I know my